Well, over the past couple of months, Racing New South Wales has conducted industry forums. They started off on the 18th of May at Wagga, went to Maria, Rosehill, Newcastle, Coffs Harbour, Kembla Grange, and Tamworth this week. It was one that was postponed. I think there was fog and they couldn't take off. Scott Kennedy joins me now from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Sean. How are you today?
I'm well. You had the one at Tamworth on Tuesday. Was it fog that grounded you? There was some reason you couldn't travel.
It was. On the 15th of June, well, we were meant to fly up there, but it was a foggy day and a disruption to flights from Sydney into and out of Sydney that day. So it was postponed until Tuesday this week.
Now, basically, just overall, what was the roll-up like at all the forums?
Look, generally, they are very well attended, especially those in the country where there's a lot of interest and a lot of engagement with our country participants, people seeking to come and have their say or raise issues with us. We probably had 50 participants at Tamworth on Tuesday, mainly a combination of trainers and race club officials, and a really good strong feeling among the attendees of the meeting that things are going reasonably well in country racing, but there's certainly room for improvement, and they were very keen to have their input into the future of racing in New South Wales and the development of the next strategic plan.
I would imagine things like the boost in prize money and that sort of stuff, country provincial championships, would have all been given the great thumbs up.
Absolutely. Look, that was part of there was a key package there for country participants, the country championships, the highway races, and the increase in minimum prize money and the showcase races. It's a great place to race a horse country in New South Wales now.
Now, was there a common theme or common thread through the entire series of where people looked for improvement or change?
Look, probably if you in the development of our strategic plan, some of the areas that came up on multiple locations were means of reducing the cost to owners. So what can possibly be done in that area just to keep ownership as affordable as possible, engaging with customers, how our race club memberships can be better leveraged to increase attendances at race meetings. That's obviously very important to keep that element of racing moving forward and keeping that strong, our capital development needs, where and how monies ought to be spent, input around the training of horses and the structure of training. Those sorts of things were common issues.
Scott, given that in the Northern Rivers or the northern part of the state, when it gets, and we've had some pretty wet conditions and a lot of meetings washed out, did the subject of synthetic tracks come up?
Look, it did. I guess the thing that we've grappled with at Racing New South Wales is the business case for it. So it's, you're probably, if you look over the life of a synthetic track and the maintenance of it, $500,000 a year to keep it going. Having that matched up against transferring meetings from other venues, it can be difficult. Well, we've found it difficult to make the business case for it. And it also does mean that if meetings are transferred to it, they come out of that particular town or individual location, and that's also, look, being part of the social fabric and the spread of the economic benefit of racing is very important to us at Racing New South Wales, as well as actually delivering strong racing for our participants and a viable pastime for our participants.
Scott, did clubs and individuals basically say we've got enough racing in our area, or did they say we need more meetings? What was the story?
Look, it's probably fair to say there aren't very many race clubs that wouldn't take more race meetings, but I think generally there's an acceptance that the regions are reasonably well served, but of course we can always work on improving race dates, and at different times clubs will have different priorities about where they want to race, and we try and accommodate those in the overall schedule.
Safety, was that an issue that was discussed?
Look, it is. It's obviously a very important. It's a priority for Racing New South Wales, the safety of the rider, the horse, and work riders, other participants, and that's something that is an ongoing concern for us. Look, it came up in different forums, but it's really an ongoing concern for it. It's more than a strategic direction for us. It's something that we're very conscious of day in, day out.
Now, it's interesting, this last one was at Tamworth, and they've got coming up shortly the fundraiser for Darren Jones and his family, haven't they?
That's right. I think it's on the 26th of August, and that's obviously a terrible thing that happened that day, Warri Alder, but racing has a habit of rallying behind these causes, and Racing New South Wales is very pleased to lend its support to that as well, and it should be a great function up there. I think it's $50, $30 of it goes directly to the family, and we hope that the people in the region support that really strongly.
Yeah, now to book for that, you can just, I think, ring the Tamworth Turf Club, the race club there.
And yeah, the jockey club there are taking bookings, and it should be a great evening and obviously a fantastic course.
Yeah, Greg Radley's going to compare it, and they've got Huey Bowman going, and Miracle Malcolm Johnson will be let out for the night.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's worthwhile going to see those racing personalities and hear from them, and I'm sure everyone that goes will, not only have a great feeling about what they're doing, but to have a really enjoyable and insightful evening as well.
Finally, Scott, the summary of these forums around the state, when will that material be available to the general?
What we're doing, anyone that wants to make a written submission, they can certainly make that to Racing New South Wales. And the content of all the forums and all the submissions that we've received will be going to the board of Racing New South Wales. That's something that's been made clear at the forums. So we're still interested in receiving submissions from interested persons, and the board would turn its mind to the matters contained therein and the development of the next strategic plan over the coming months.
All right, terrific, Scott. Good to catch up, and we look forward to the results when you collate all the information.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Have a great day.